OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a very good show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Now, tonight, in our second half hour, we will talk to Von Anthony, who is John Legend's younger brother. He's been singing background for him for years, but now he's breaking out as his own solo artist. You definitely want to check out what he has going on. And even be listening to his upcoming single that features his brother, John Legend. In our first half hour, we'll be talking to actress, choreographer, and fitness coach, AJ Johnson. You might remember her from House Party and from Baby Boy. She played the mother in that movie, but she now has...
Don't forget Casey and JoJo Reality Show.
Casey and JoJo Reality Show. Someone talked about that today. So we definitely... want you to stay tuned, and we want you to be part of the discussion. So you can go on our Facebook page. There's a link for our chat if you have any questions or comments. You can give us a call here at 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm good. I can't complain about anything. You had a good weekend?
Yeah, my weekend was wonderful. Got to see some old friends and hang out. Didn't do much at night, but, you know, during the day I definitely was able to, you know, have a good time with my friends and old coworkers. And you was actually there on Saturday when we went and met with our beloved Diane, who we missed
sure
so much. And just got on the phone with us. Shout out to Diane. She may be listening. I spoke to her a few minutes ago. She's such a wonderful person, like a second mother, and, you know, she's been, hasn't been feeling well and you know, been sick for a while, but thank God she's doing better, and definitely like to shout her out.
Absolutely.
How was the rest of your weekend? I know the weather wasn't so bad, and
Nothing really exciting. It was great, though. I just chilled a little bit, chilled with some friends. Didn't have to work, you know. So
that's the best part, right?
Yeah, that's the best part. But, you know, today is Monday, so we're back at it. But
tell me about it.
Right. So what I'm gonna do is go through our entertainment and everything first, because we have Ms. Johnson will be on later on. So let's start off with Chike. Chike, I know last night was Oscar night.
It stood out
to you.
I'm just very, very, very happy that Miss Octavia Spencer won her Oscar. I was very pleased at that, because if anyone else deserved it, she deserved it. Because that role was different for her, outside of everything that she's ever done in her career. You know, she kind of started off in comedy, and that's what most of her roles were, in comedy. So I was very happy to see her win. And, of course, the queen, Miss Meryl Streep, you know, she won. She did a phenomenal job in the movie. The Iron Queen. So I was very happy. Everything else, you know, it kind of went predicted, you know, as I thought it would.
Right.
So, it was a pretty good ceremony. And it was nice to see. I had to do a shout out. I shouted out to them on Twitter. Sheila E. and Pharrell. It's nice to see them doing their thing in the old musical section with the percussions. So it was nice to see that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't.
Oh, my bad.
I'm sorry. I did make it to the movies this weekend. I know, right? I did make it to the movies. And I want to review Good Deeds, Tyler Perry, and Gone. Gone was very, very, very good. It was in the same spirit as Kiss the Girls with Morgan Freeman. It was kind of in the same spirit of that, the suspenseful thriller.
Another scary movie.
It's not scary. It's a psychological thriller. It's not a horror movie, Ms. Parker.
Yeah,
so you can go see that one. You know, so that's good. And Good Deeds, it was good. My opinion is I think that it would have been better if Tyler Perry had cast another gentleman as the lead role. Blair Underwood, that's just all I'm going to say. Blair Underwood, stop forgetting about him.
Right.
But, you know, it was a good movie.
Blair crossed over now.
I think it could have been great. Huh?
You know, Tyler Perry don't really deal with people who crossed over.
Yeah, I know. I know. What you going to do?
Yeah.
But I'm excited that my homegirl, AJ, is going to be on tonight, and my new friend, Mr. Vaughn Anthony. So I'm excited about tonight's show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
I'm definitely excited about AJ because my favorite, like, memory of her or moment is, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to say this when she gets on, but is her in Gerald LaVert video.
Yeah,
I love Gerald LaVert, and she was in one of, I think, his last video before he passed, and you know how much I love Gerald LaVert. So.
Yeah, that's your boy. That's your boy.
I am going to have to ask her about that.
And also ask her, because I forgot about School Days with her and the woman, I can't think of her name, but she plays Mom Payne on Tyler Perry's show. They both were in School Days as the girls that were hanging out the window. Giving Lawrence Fishburne a hard time when he came to see his girl.
Okay, I can't remember that.
We'll have to ask about that. It's been a long time. But I'm going to keep it moving because, you know, I want to make sure we get everybody. We got a lot going on tonight. So thank you, GK. A-Rod, are you on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on with you?
Man, first of all, man, AJ Johnson, man, I think she is gorgeous, yo.
I
remember her from way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Say what?
I said she really is.
No, we're agreeing.
Oh, yeah, she's just a phenomenal actress. I mean, she's gorgeous. And, man, I thought she was the hottest mom ever on Baby Boy. I mean.
Yeah.
I agree.
Can you imagine? I'm like, I was kind of telling my mom, you need to step up. You need to step your game in real time.
No,
you know.
A lot of people don't know that she went to Spelman and got 2 degrees. She got a dual
degree.
See. Psychology and chemistry. Yeah.
Wow. Brains, talent, looks, the whole nine. Total package. Total package. But, last night was the All-Star game, of course. West won. It was really close. Will LeBron James please shoot the ball? Why will he not shoot the ball when the game is on the line? I don't understand it. He passed it like 2 or 3 times in like the last like 30 seconds of the game. Dude, shoot the ball. You get all this money. You want to win the championship. You want to be the man. You need to shoot the ball. Jordan would have shot it. Kobe would have
shot it.
Would have shot it. Shoot it. Hey, I mean, point blank, shoot the ball. Dang. I'm telling you, if he won't shoot the ball in an All-Star game, I hope they don't think down in Miami that he's going to shoot it in the playoffs. They got a problem, man. They got a problem. I'm telling y'all. I don't think that they're going to win the championship. He needs to shoot the ball. Don't be scared. It's like he's scared that he'll miss the shot or something. But whenever he passes the ball, he ends up turning the ball over.
He's definitely no Michael Jackson. That's all I have to say. Oh, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. He's definitely not
Michael Jordan.
There is no Mike. With all this trying to say Kobe's the next Kobe Jordan, no, there's only Michael Jordan. There's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no other Michael Jordan.
Kobe broke one of Michael's records over the weekend. Isn't that true?
All-Star game, All-Star game record, He scored the most points, I think, in All-Star game history now.
Yeah.
Big ups to Kobe. You know, big ups. Kevin Durant is a beast. To me, I think he is the most valuable player in the league, hands down. Oklahoma City's scary. I think that is a scary team. I think they can actually come out of the West and actually win the finals this year. So
they can win it.
So you heard it here first, Oklahoma City. I'm a Bulls fan. Love Chicago Bulls, Derrick Rose, all of y'all. But man, Oklahoma City, I'm telling you, you heard it here first, Oklahoma City.
They're gonna do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty much it, man. All-Star Weekend was pretty, you know, it was a success. I have to admit, it was really cool success. Big ups to the NBA city of Orlando. I mean, it was really nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. I'm not going to keep y'all up because I want to listen to Miss AJ Johnson talk. I'm looking forward to this. And if you can, tell her that she has a fan. Mr. Ron Cosby is one of her biggest fans. So let her know.
I'll let her know. Janera, right. You on the line?
That's right. I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. You have a good weekend?
I did.
Okay.
Not long enough, of course, but, you know.
It never is. What do you have for us tonight?
Okay. Well, I know that we're pressed for time, so I'll try to rush through it, but not too much.
Okay.
New York and Company, they're having a semi-annual pants event, and every one of their pants and jeans are buy one, get one 50% off. So you need to hurry on in or hurry into the store or get online tonight or tomorrow because the sale ends tomorrow. Last Call by Neiman Marcus, that's the outlet store that you guys always hear me talking about. That's Neiman Marcus's outlet store. If you shop there now, you can get 25% off all women's shoes and handbags. So, you know, that's like, you know, Last Call by Neiman Marcus is always, they always have discount on designer, so that's an even bigger discount on designer stuff. Today only, and this is from 7 until midnight at Betsy Johnson, if you shop online now, you can get 30% off of all sweaters and handbags. If you go to 9 West tonight, today is the last day, so you have to get online right now, between now and midnight. They're having another one of those select product sales, and right now they're having a sale on espadrilles, and you can get 25% off select espadrilles, so you can stock up for the spring. The Loft, I'm not sure if you know about The Loft, but that's Ann Taylor's store. Well, Ann Taylor, Ann Taylor's store loves to celebrate teachers and students. So if you're a teacher or a student, you can go on and you have a valid ID. You can go into the store. Now, this is also an in-store only offer. You can go into the store and show your teacher or student ID, and you can get 15% off of your purchase. And this is going to be every day throughout the year. So this is just their way of giving back to teachers and students. BCBG Factory Stores, and that's the BCBG Outlet Stores, they're giving up to 80% off of all clearance items. So, of course, you have to go into an outlet store in order to do it. The nearest one to the Atlanta area would be the one up 400. But, of course, you know, you can definitely look them up online. But that's the nearest BCBG outlet store, factory store to Atlanta. But they're giving up to 80% off of all clearance items. And they usually have some great stuff. I mean, stuff that's in season and stuff like that are in the actual BCBG stores. In the malls, you can also find them in the outlet store. So I would definitely recommend that everybody rush on down to the outlet store to see what they have. And then lastly, The Limited is having their semi-annual suit sale. And if you shop now, you can get $100 off of any jacket and pair of pants or skirts. So you can mix any jacket of your choice with one pair of pants or a skirt. Not both, but just one. And that's all I have for you tonight.
And they can find all that information at budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
They surely can.
All right. Well, as always, thank you, Janera. You have a great week, okay?
Okay, you do the same. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Janera.
Okay.
Bye, Ms. Parker.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the one and only AJ Johnson and find about the AJ Zone. So stick around. We'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Now, our first guest tonight, you've seen her in movies such as House Party and Baby Boy, but many people don't know there's more to AJ Johnson than acting. Tonight, she joins us to tell about her latest venture, the AJ Zone. Please help me welcome the beautiful and talented AJ Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, that introduction, my goodness. I'm like, you know, can you guys just follow me around and say that all the time?
Well, you know, I have to say, I was doing my research on you, and I learned so much that, you know, I think most people who know you, you know, through TV and your work, would have no idea about. You know, everyone.
Well, you know what?
Tell me
one thing you learned. What's something new you learned about me?
Well, what I learned about you is that you have a magna cum laude dual degree in psychology and chemistry.
When Tony Judkins, who's head of programming of TV1, came to me and said, you got to do a life after. I was like, no, I don't. She said, but you got to understand something. She said, there's so many people who don't know your background and your story. And she said, listen, you were so good in House Party and Baby Boy. People think you're like that Bell chick. Like, they don't understand.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I get it. So I was hesitant to even to do that. And I've always been a very private person. I've always wanted my work to speak for itself and to leave my personal life out of the spotlight. But I got to admit, you know, since I came honest and truthful about a lot of my background and my family history, it's really been amazing because the reception has been more than receptive and loving, like across the board. I actually always wanted to hide my education. Yeah, I wanted to hide it because, I mean, nobody really wants to be the smart chick. Everybody wants to be the hot chick.
Right.
You can be both. You are both.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then, you know, and listen, somebody said, well, you know, I kind of see you as both. And I was like, really? I'm the smart, hot chick? Okay, I'm cool with that.
Right?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Well, I mean, thank you. But, you know, of course, I don't see myself as that. But, you know, when I decided to let people know, you know, it was really not even for selfish reasons. It was basically to hopefully inspire. You know, and to let people know education is, you know, education gives you the freedom of choice, lifelong choice. And if I can help represent that, then here I am. Yep. I studied hard. I worked hard. And I went to Hollywood on a 6-month graduation break my day. And next thing you know, obviously that med school thing never happened. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. And that's
the rest is history.
Now. So tell us about the AJ Zone. I know initially it was kind of catered to celebrities, you know, but now you want it for everyone. So tell us about that.
It's interesting how this thing has developed. And this is celebrity, primarily because, you know, working and living in Hollywood, that's who my peers are, that's who I've been around,
right. Yeah.
And that's who was
yeah.
asking for my help and to share my knowledge. And as I went more and more public and publicized that it was a big passion of mine and a big interest of mine, and, of course, my
mm-hmm.
background is chemistry, so
right,
my
yeah.
approach to healthy living and fitness and disease is very medical-based,
mm-hmm.
then pharmaceutical companies started calling me and saying,
wow.
listen, we need you as a spokesperson. We need you to help us, you know, educate the African-American community. We need you to get on board with us and help us learn how do we further educate the audience for this medication. And then
right,
from
yeah.
that, you know, traveling the country, help companies. I learned from that that there was an audience around the country and then I'm actually – around the world that really wanted and needed my opinion and my take and my advice. And that made me, first of all, build the website. And now it's exploded into this tour. I mean, God just keeps
yeah.
telling me, expand your territory, people need healthy living space. More people need your take, your brand, you know, the way that you do it.
Uh-huh.
So keep going, keep going, keep going. So that's pretty much what
right,
you're watching.
Yeah.
I'm just being obedient to the purpose he put in my life.
Absolutely. And I know that you said, well, I read that it was actually your father who kind of had you look at, you know, what you thought your passion or what your purpose here was. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, my dad was never, he was never impressed with my Hollywood life. You know, he
mm-hmm.
just wasn't, he wasn't very impressed with the lifestyle that it had me living. He wasn't impressed with the stress of the business. And let's face
right,
it,
yeah.
you know, he was excited to have this daughter who was going to be one of the few African-American female brain surgeons. So,
absolutely.
You know, initially he was disappointed when I was like, Dad, guess what? I got a house party. He was like,
right,
what
yeah.
the hell is a house party? You know, so, you know, he was the one that just constantly said to me, you know, I just think you're more than what you're doing. I just think you have more to give. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, every girl's father is going to say that. You know, my father and I were very, very close. And I just thought that that was his, you know, fatherly love. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the more I listened to him and started investigating my life and career, you know, based on his take, I kind of started
right.
seeing what he meant. You know, I just started
mm-hmm.
to see that and feel, honestly, that there was more I could do. You know what I mean?
Right,
and
yeah, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I started to become a lot less fulfilled with the ways and the demands of Hollywood and more fulfilled
okay.
with, you know, helping people and
yeah.
seeing where, you know, people could benefit from my knowledge. It just became more fulfilling than the rat race of the business. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people look at acting and they see the results. They see the finished product,
right, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
and not to be corny, but they don't see the work that goes into it. They don't see the grind of the industry.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. You know, I was raised on Spelman's campus. So I was raised in a deep sisterhood. I was raised to appreciate women. I pledged sorority, Delta Sigma Theta. So I grew up with a lot of sisterhood connection. So in the
okay.
industry, when there's one job for the one black girl, every couple
right,
of
right.
months. There's not a whole lot of camaraderie amongst Hollywood
mm-hmm.
women. You know, I don't care what anybody says. You know, you got some friendships, but when everybody's competing for that one job, naturally, how deep
yeah.
yeah, how deep the relationships really go, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I got tired of that. You know, I got tired of that too.
I get it. And so going back to the AJ Zone, which you successfully launched and has been doing great. What can a person, if I say, okay, I want to get with this program, I want to figure out, you know, how to go about making my life better in all facets of my life, how would they get started?
Well, let me say this. You know, I believe that everybody's life is as unique as they are. So one of the
okay.
things that I try to brand is everybody's different, and I try to value
mm-hmm.
that. So
okay.
I don't like to give blanket general answers to that, but basically what I would say is, you know, you've got to define what better means for you. It's going to be different for every person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And once you look in the mirror you know, and look into your soul and look into your heart and decide what your better really means. It may be losing weight. It may be a relationship. It may be bettering a relationship with your siblings. It may be, you know, finally moving away from the city you grew up in to a different job. I mean, it could be anything. Healthy living is not just weight related. Healthy living is, you know, how do you do this thing to a point where you're happy and you're excited to wake up every day and try it again? You know, to me, the definition of healthy living. So whatever that is, my company tries to help you in a customized way, design and implement the tools that help you live that life. So, you know, I would say the step one is to really define for yourself what is happy, what is healthy for you. And whatever that is, be honest. You know, don't self-criticize it. You know, don't judge it before it comes out your mouth. Be honest with yourself. You know, some people say, you know what, I've been stuck in this marriage for 3 years, and I don't even like this, you know. I don't even like it. And I say, okay, well, you know, then you're trying to tell yourself you're happy, but, you know, nobody said you got to stay there. If, you know, if this is one life and you're trying to live it to the fullest, then, you know, you're stuck in a marriage you're not happy in. So my point is, I think the first thing you do is you've got to decide what is happy for you. And to me, happy and healthy are congruent. They're synonymous. That's the first step. That's the first step. And then the second step is to believe you can have it. I think nowadays, you know, life is hard, man. You know, life is hard. Our economy is messed up. You know, it's just hard for us to really say, you know what, I know that this sounds far-fetched for me right now, but I really believe I can have it. I really believe that if I map out a plan, you know, and I really put some effort and some focus to it and believe in myself, I can have it. That's the next step. So whatever it is, I say, first, really define what it is, and second, believe you can have it.
To believe you can have it. And that's important because a lot of people don't believe that. Do you find it different working with an everyday person versus a celebrity?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I prefer, believe it or not, I prefer the non-celebrity. The non-celebrity to me has a tendency to work harder longer. And for me, it's not about the quick fix. You know, celebrities will work hard, but it's always for a project. It's always to get in an outfit. You know, it's always for an award show. You know, and then, and I mean, you hear a lot of celebrities on TV. Like when you see, like Natalie Portman, when she did interviews for Black Swan, you know, and they, you know, when she said, listen, I trained like that for a year to play that movie, and after that, I sat around and ate pizza. You know, you hear a lot of, no, seriously, you know, you hear a lot of celebrities say it's a temporary thing. Yeah. With real life people, you know, I mean, not real life people, but just the non-celebrity, most non-celebrities are really trying to change their lives. And that's what makes me excited. They're trying to lower high blood pressure. They're trying to reduce diabetes medication. You know, they're trying to get hot again for their husband or, you know, teach their kids by example to live healthy and be a good person and take care of themselves. You know, they have bigger goals and more lifelong lessons to live and teach. So that's where I can really dig in and sink my teeth into adjusting someone's lifestyle as a lifestylist. I, you know, don't forget I'm a scientist. You know, I'm a chemist and a psychologist, you know, in my spirit. So the celebrity thing is fun and it has its place. But when I can really dive in and investigate, you know, why is your body not receptive to this? What are you eating? What's not absorbing in your system? Then I can be the doctor, and that's what gets me off. I love that.
I always thought you look great, but I didn't really realize how passionate you were about it until I saw you on the Casey and JoJo reality show, and it really came across that that was your passion and that you were really trying to help. How was that experience?
You know, that was it was interesting for me. It was interesting for me because, you know, like I told the producers when they asked me to do the show, I said, listen, I'm used to people saying, I've tried everything, it's time to call AJ. You know, that's what I'm used to. I'm not used to producers saying, listen, they have no idea we're bringing you in, but we need you to change their lives. And I was like, this was like walking into a lion's den and they haven't eaten at all. You know, I was like, you know, what am I doing? But you know what? It was one of the most amazing experiences because, you know, different than my normal experiences. They had no reason to say yes. They had no reason to trust me. They weren't asking for my help, but they did all of that. They came to me and said, you know what, we do need help. We think you would be great to help us. You know, we're willing to listen to you. We trust you because we see you. We see what you've done. So you tell us what to do and we'll do it. And we got to be so close. And, you know, I don't work with anybody that I can't feel for. You know, I don't take on any client that I, you know, the first step when you work with the AJ Zone is we do a consultation. And I literally sit down, you know, and talk to you about, you know, your successes, your failures. You know, why do you think I can help you? Because if we can't vibe, you know, we're basically getting ready to be married at the hip in the process.
Right, yeah.
And if we can't vibe, you know, it's not going to be fun for either one of us. You know what I mean? So we had a great relationship. We had fun. We were mutual fans of each other. Obviously, I love them. Who doesn't? And they were like, I see baby boy at house party 50 million times. You know, so we had fun. I would say, okay, well, I'll tell you what. You know, in between your push-ups, give me a line for baby boy, and I'll let you do 10 less if you can tell me 5 lines while you're doing push-ups. So, you know, we had fun with it. You know, we had fun with it. So a couple times, I think even on the show, I told KC to sing while he was boxing. You know, because that's good for your breathing. I've done that with Beyonce. I've done that with Kelly Rowland. You know, people that I've worked with. It's like, you know, the best cardio is to train while you're singing. So I made them do that. We had fun. And that's the other thing. You know, I started to not have fun acting. It started to become a burden and not fun. And that's when I had to look at myself and say, listen, I get the fame. I get all that. But I'm just not having fun. You know, I mean, it's like a lot of people don't understand. You know, you work hard, you grind, you audition, you screen test, you know, sometimes more than once. You get the project, you finally get on set. It's your first day on set, and HBO wants to do an interview, and the first question they ask you is, so what do you got coming up next?
Right.
And
yeah.
you're like, next? I just freaking got this job.
You know? Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I just gave my unborn child to get this damn job. So, you know, it's like that grind. I had to be honest with myself to say that I love the work and I still love it. If the right project comes up, you'll probably see me on screen again at some point. But I just wasn't built for the grind. I was built for, listen, you know, I come from an academic environment. You study, you get the grades, you get the accolades. The job. All the other stuff, I was like, okay, I know, but this is not the life I want. This is not how I want to die, you know, still auditioning for some movie. I can't.
Right.
I just can't. And so, you know, with the...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and, you know, I would have never expected that I would make more money in healthy living. I'd get more respect in healthy living. That it's something I own, so I make the decisions. I mean, yes, I have a team that obviously I work with, but ultimately the decision is mine. I got to admit, I love that the name of the company is the AJ Zone, and I'm AJ.
Right.
I kind of like it. And it's exactly what my dad was trying to explain to me, God rest his soul. He said, listen, I built you to be an owner, not an employee. You know, I built you to be an owner. And he would say, yeah, you got the movie, and I get you beat 500 women, but unless your last name is Paramount or Sony or Searchlight, you know, you're still an employee, bottom line.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, to have a parent to say, I raised you to be more, you know, I raised you to be an owner, not an employee, I mean, how could I go out like just an employee? It just didn't make sense to me.
I understand. I definitely understand. I was having a conversation very similar to that today about being an employee as to being an owner. Now, what is the ultimate goal you want a client to experience when they go through the AJ Zone, work with the AJ Zone? What do you want them to come out with that maybe they didn't even have or didn't know they could achieve prior to working with you?
You know, a lot of it is honestly organic. And that's one of the things I love. You know, some people come for the weight loss of it and find that, you know, with weight loss, it's a complete life cleanse. You know, you can't drop, even if it's just 10 pounds. A lot of people say, just 10. Jesus, AJ, I've been trying to lose 10 pounds for 15 years. But, you know, Yeah, see, you know, there's a lot of people who don't understand that, you know, weight is not just coming from food. The unwanted weight that you're carrying is life. It's yeah. it's failed relationships. It's unhappy at work. It's, you know, not healthy family relationships. It's living by agreements that you've outgrown years ago and still trying to make it work within your lifestyle, and it's just you've outgrown it. So
yeah.
all that
wow,
results in weight. Yeah, it is. That's the weight. So start to discipline yourself, clean out your life. You clean out your diet, and it makes you drop the weight. But that means you're cleaning out your life, too. You can't eat clean food and still live a dirty life. There's just
yeah.
no way. You know, they don't go together. So it's like, you know, when you start eating cleaner, when you start working out regularly, you know, your crowd of friends changes. You know, your conversation changes. Everything becomes a different aspect of who you are. So I just love to watch the complete transformation. And I tell people, whatever your goal is, I guarantee we're going to supersede that. Because you're planning a goal based on the old you. You're not even new and refreshed and cleaned yet. So you don't know the new you yet. Let's put off some weight. Let's clean out your life. Let's clean out some people. You know, let's get you around some more supportive friends. Let's go ahead and be honest with your mother that you haven't talked to in a couple of years. You know, let's get out of that relationship that's not healthy for you. Let's stay stuck in for 5 years. You know, once we start doing that, all of a sudden the real person starts to emerge. And then the sky is the limit. So,
yeah.
I mean, I like to not know. I like to say sometimes I don't know. And I tell people, I don't know what we're going to get, but, oh, my God, the journey's going to be off the chain.
Yeah, and I'll read some of the testimonials, and it's like, you know, this really changes people's view on life and the way they live their life and their goals, things they didn't think they could achieve, and, you know, and going through this program. So, and
it's
I think that, you know,
lifestyle change, it seems.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, you said it best, and I think it's a lesson to everyone that, you know, acting was something that, you know, you did, you loved to do, and you still would do, but you get more sense of fulfillment out of this because you're helping others. You're being used to help others, you know, complete their lives or change their lives or, you know, make their lives improve the quality of life they have. And so I think that, you know, people say that when you're doing your purpose, it really doesn't feel like you're working per se, but you're enjoying what you're doing. So, you know, it's great that you shared that with us. And now people, they can go to the AJZone.com, and can they sign up on there or can they?
We've got healthy living programs that are really affordable. And that's the other thing. I understand that healthy living needs to be affordable. You know, it's hard enough. It's hard enough to create the discipline and live the lifestyle that healthy requires. The last thing we need is to make it expensive. So all my programs are about $20. You know, we customize the program. So, you know, you send us information about yourself and your goals, and we send you back a customized 14-day program. I mean, people are dropping weight, dropping high blood pressure, diabetes medications are being cut in half in just 14 days. In just 14 days. People are like, how is this possible? And I said, well, you know, we're applying a lot of science to your lifestyle, and, you know, together with your discipline and will and our knowledge and background, we've partnered to help you get the results you want. Sometimes people just need the support, you know, and I love that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just need the support and the accountability. So, yeah, there's programs available on the website. I'm actually involved in doing a day in Atlanta. That's why I'm in Atlanta now. We're kicking off a retreat tour. It's called The Day with AJ. It's going to be traveling in different cities. We're in Atlanta now. I think next is Houston, and then we go to Miami. But my mission is to try to hit every city at least once a month this year. And the Day with AJ retreat, we're doing seminars. We're doing workouts. I mean, you know, a couple of the workouts we're doing within the day are stress-free yoga, muscle sculpting the right way. Seminars are, yes, you can have fabulous body and fly hair. They do go together. That's one seminar. listen, another seminar is, Yeah, it is. Another seminar is a cheeseburger and a Diet Coke. Are you kidding me? That's the name of the seminar. So yeah, we're going in. I'm keeping it real, and we're going in. But you know, we also have masseuse. You know, it's going to be great. You know, a lot of people were emailing me and asking for a retreat experience. And you know, the celebrities do it, VIPs, dignitaries. You know, but it's expensive. You know, to pay for airfare and hotel and go to a tropical island and pay the fees. So what I did was I created a tour where I'm bringing the experience to you in your city. So I'm really excited about it. You know, I'm excited to bring this kind of healthy living experience to every city. So you can register for a day with AJ Retreat. We still have spots available in Atlanta for Saturday, March 3rd. It's 8 a.m. to 3. Go to theajzone.com to register. And just keep a lookout on the website for when I'm coming to the next city. I want to do New Jersey and New York when it warms up for y'all. Oh, my God. I got to wait till it's 70 degrees before I get on that plane. You know, listen, I'm from Jersey. I'm from Jersey, but my blood thinned out a long time ago. Can I tell you? Oh, my goodness.
I'm definitely going to go online and register right now. Love to check it out.
Oh, my God. You have to come. Listen, I got on the plane to come to Atlanta. I hope you can hear it. I got a cold on the 4-hour flight from LA to Atlanta.
Oh wow!
It's like my body is like, really? I'm like, I know, right? I got a cold.
It's not that LA
weather,
that's for sure.
No, I got a cold on the plane. So I was pre last night. Okay, everybody, where's the Whole Foods? I gotta get my tonics made because I got a cold. But yeah, you can register on the website, so definitely check that out. But you know, what I like about the website is not only does it reach anybody, because of course we've got clients in Europe, we do a lot of online Skyping. People think, gosh, AJ, I wish you were here in my city. Well, that's the power of the internet. You know, we do a lot of, you know, I'm here at Spelman with a group of girls. One of my prize students, who was actually on my Life After episode, Latoya Council, who has diabetes and high blood pressure, you know, she just lost 70 pounds in the last 9 months. You know, we're trying to drop 100 pounds off of her. Yeah, and I've only seen her twice. This has been, you know, via email, online, Skyping, you know. So, again, when you want to do it, you know, we can make a way to do it. It doesn't have to be face-to-face all the time. It's just you applying the science and knowing how to do it. So definitely go check out things at the website. I run special contests. You can win a day with AJ. I come to your city, and, you know, you win a day with me, and we hang out. We try to make some changes in your lifestyle. Yeah, and so we're developing all kind of stuff. That's what I love about it. We are creating programs. If you've got a program idea and you don't see it on the website, just holler at us, and we'll create it for you.
Absolutely.
So obviously, I'm having a ball.
This is wonderful. Congratulations on everything. I have to ask you one question that has nothing to do with any of this. You work with my favorite artist, Joe LaVert. He's my favorite of all time.
Yes.
How was it? Late Gerald LaVert, rest in peace. I love him. So how was your experience working with him?
Well, first of all, let me say that Gerald and I were friends for probably the length of our careers. You know, one of my first jobs, I choreographed before I even did House Party. So a lot of people don't know that I was doing videos and I was dancing in videos and choreographing for videos before In Living Color, before House Party even hit. And LaVert was one of my first groups. So Gerald and I have been close for years. So when he called me and asked me for my help, you know, sometimes people closest to you are not necessarily the most receptive to your change.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, really touched me that for us to be so long-term friends and so close that he said, listen, you know I got to make some change, and you're the only person that I'm sure I'm going to listen to. So I cooked for him. We trained twice a day. You know, Gerald dropped 75 pounds, and you know, he's a good example of what happens when stress is just a physical manifestation that you can't shake. You know, the pressures of the industry. You know, it's hard to be a celebrity's kid. You know, it's hard to be Eddie LaVert's a legend. So, you know, that's a lot of pressure to live with. So, I mean, I can admit that my heart is still healing from losing Gerald. But you know, we had a lot of fun. We trusted each other from years ago. We would sit and watch old videotapes of rehearsals and concerts and all. So, you know, we had a lot of fun, and, you know, it hurt me to my core, and still does, that we lost him. But I try to use him as an example. Well, thank you. But, you know, I try to use it as an example to tell people, you know, stress will kill you, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. It will. It's not a figment of your imagination. When that eye starts twitching, you know, and you get those little muscle twitches that you can't control, your body's telling you, you need to go chill.
Right. Yeah.
So let me ask you
real quick, and just for your advice and expertise, what is the best way to deal with stress?
The best way to deal with stress. Okay, once again, and I hate that it probably sounds really general, but I just have to be honest with how I advise it. You know, everybody's stress comes from something different. Something that may stress me may not be stressful to you at all, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that stresses you, I could go, really? You're stressed over that? Wow.
Right.
You know? So because of that, what I've got to say is the best way to relieve stress is you've got to know what's relaxing for you. You know, some people will go to the spa. Some people can put Sade on in their headphones and just chill. Some people need to go for a drive. You know, some people need to take a vacation for the weekend. Some people play golf. Some people watch basketball. You know, some people go dancing. You know, again, it's you got to learn what it is that makes you relax. What it is that no matter what's going on in your life, that you can just take yourself down a notch. And you know that when you do that one thing, it doesn't feel so bad.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's something that everybody has that if you turn to that one thing, you know, all seems right with the world for even 5 minutes. You know, and so that's what it is. It could be a reading. It could be, you know, a lot of times I have a bull mastiff. His name is Biggie Small. He's huge, 175-pound dog. And can I tell you that sometimes just hanging out with him, you know, hanging out with him can be my stress reliever. You know, because he's human, he's spoiled, and, you know, he and I have our own little thing and going for hikes with him and walks with him. Sometimes that's my best think time, and I can just let everything go. And sometimes that's my best creation time is when I'm just mindlessly walking around with him, you know, at the beach, at the park, or whatever. So, you know, we get so busy in life with work and issues, and we forget to take that 5 minutes to just chill. You can't afford to not do that. You got to take that 5 minutes.
You owe it to yourself, right? Yeah.
And notice I said 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just five minutes.
Sometimes it's just 5 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I definitely agree. Well, let me ask you one more question before we go. What do you want? Because you've done the Hollywood thing. Now you're doing this. It's empowering people's lives. What do you want your legacy to be?
Wow. You know, I want my legacy to be that my spirit was one that lived out loud and that I wasn't afraid to try the road less traveled.
Right. Yeah.
And I hope that my life will be. Oh, I'm getting choked up talking about it. I hope that my life will be an inspiration, you know, to people who feel like they're either trapped in a career or trapped in what they think their parents want them to do, trapped in a relationship. So many of us live trapped, and a lot of times we're not admitting that we're trapped. A lot of times we get so comfortable in the trap that we start convincing ourselves it's not a trap at all. And that's exactly what the freak it is, you know? So I hope that my legacy will be one of inspiration. And, you know, I hope that I'm helping a lot of people believe that what they've thought impossible is actually possible. And that, you know, to be a dreamer is exactly what you're supposed to do. And then to work to live them is exactly what you're supposed to do. There's nothing that said I was supposed to leave Spelman College and go to Hollywood and get any job, let alone several on screen.
Exactly.
You know, there was nothing that said that I could walk away from that as a primary source of income and make more money, travel more, make more friends. There's not supposed to be a better life than that. Not really.
Right. Yeah.
You know, to the masses, you know, that's as good as it gets. You know, there's not supposed to be a better than that. And I'm a testimony that, I got to be honest, I found it.
I sound better than that, which is why I say, you know, people always say, well, AJ, are you going to act again? You know, it would have to be, you know, a great director, a great cast, a crazy payday, and just really, really an off-the-chain script for me to walk away
yeah.
from what I've created and what I own to go do something else, because, you know, I would want to put my all into it. I can't do both at the same time, so I would definitely have to take a break from my responsibilities in my company. So it would have to be a lot to pull me away from that.
Right. I get it.
You should definitely write a book. Take some time to write a book if you have any extra time. You're the inspiration.
Well, I thank you for that. And here's the thing. One of the reasons why I created this tour, and I hope, you know, whoever's listening, please, you know, take time to come check out the tour, because, you know, I've been asked to write books before, and that's a blessing. I've been asked over and over to do healthy living and fitness DVDs, and that's a blessing too. But my lane is to give you an opportunity to ask questions, to make sure you understand, to see me live and in action, so you understand that the advice I'm giving is actually the advice I'm living live and in color. And you don't
right,
get that
yeah.
from a book. You know, you can't ask a book a question. You can't read an excerpt from a book and say, "Hold on, AJ, I don't understand. Say it again." Or I don't understand it. Can you say it differently? Because I'm not quite following you. You don't get to do that with a book. You know, when you're watching a DVD, you're trying your best to imitate me, but nobody's there to say, you know what, that's wrong. You know, pull up your back heel. Okay, tuck your pelvis. Okay, try it again. You'll go a little bit lower. Do you feel that? That's what you got to do different. You can't. You know, you're not going to get that in a DVD.
Right. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I created this tour so that instead of a book, instead of a DVD, I'm coming to you in your town, in your face, to say, okay, let's get busy. Well, what we need to do.
Yeah.
Sure. Exactly. And I think that's what has been rewarding for you and for the participant, you know, that you're there live in person, you know what I mean, to answer those questions. I want to let you know that I have friends on Facebook, and I have a lot of them instant message me telling me, tell her she has fans here in Atlanta. She has fans here in New Jersey. She has fans. So your fans are definitely checking for you. And I think that, you know, I didn't even know that the AJ Zone exists prior to last night. But what you've done, and just in the show alone, even if for me, is provide inspiration. You know what I mean? That
yeah.
your life does not have to be what it is today. It can be the life that you want it to be, or even closer to it. So I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight and sharing your story and sharing this wisdom. That's what people say in the chat room, the wisdom that she's providing us with. And I wish you the best with the tour and the best with the AJ Zone, and continue to inspire people and to help them come closer to the lives they want to live. Thank you, Sam.
Well, thank you for having me, and, you know, thank you for having an interest in what better really is, because, you know, anytime anybody says, hey, you know, they want to have you on, I don't turn interviews down, because as far as I'm concerned, if we've touched one person tonight, if we've helped one person make a different choice, then what I do all day long is worth that one change. And I say
Absolutely.
That from my heart. So thank you guys
Absolutely.
For having me. And I'm going to tell all of Atlanta, come on out and see me on Saturday, March 3rd at the W downtown. Let's go on a party. You ain't party, so you party with me my way. Come to my zone. If y'all
let's
really think you can party, yeah, the ATL thinks they can party, come join my party on March 3rd. Let me show you how to really get down. How about that?
All right.
We'll definitely post
that.
All of that information on our sites as well and encourage people to come out.
Okay,
Absolutely.
Good. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you
Thank
soon.
You.
Okay,
yeah,
God bless
night.
You. Bye-bye.
And for more information about AJ and the AJ Zone, go to www.theajzone.com. We'll be right back after this.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, Flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll-free. At session time, you'll be connected to ProCom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your ProCom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. ProCom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. I know a lot of you are wondering, what happened to Von Anthony? What happened to the interview? He had some technical difficulties tonight, so we're going to have to reschedule that show. But I'm glad that we were able to talk a little bit longer with Miss AJ Johnson.
She's actually been my favorite interview. I'm sitting here still, you know, in awe. I mean, a wealth of knowledge, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And definitely thanks to her for being open to speak to us and sharing, you know, her thoughts with us and encouraging us. And it was very inspirational, for sure.
No, I definitely agree. And, you know, what it did, you know, you and I have had this conversation about living your best life, you know what I mean, not
mm-hmm.
being complacent and working this job you can't stand, being in a relationship with someone should have been over years ago, you know what I mean, but about living the best life. And you know, I urge everyone, you know, to go to theajzone.com. Right, go there, you know, because that might be the push you need to make the change in your life, you know, from spiritual to relationships to work.
Physical, spiritual.
Physical, yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah. Well, you never know what you leave away with. And it's only 14 days, so, you know, I think you owe it to yourself to at least check it out.
I'm signing up.
You got thought of a sparker? I hear that. Well, now it's time to go to Stephen's playlist. We receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week, we select artists to be featured on the playlist. Tonight, our playlist features songs from both major and independent artists, including a new song from Chris Brown, John Legend, and, of course, Von Anthony, who was scheduled to be on the show tonight. If you're interested in being featured on the show, on the playlist, email me at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, remember, all songs will be edited for radio, so no cursing, all that, you know, craziness. But we look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by Von Anthony, featuring his brother John Legend, entitled Hold Me Down. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Enjoy the playlist, everyone.
Away. No, our love stays the same. feels incredible. Together we can do anything, so eternal feels like infinity. Baby, I run till the end of time, just you had me in my eyes.
You must be
dumb.
You must be
dumb.
You must Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Come take a look.
What's up with all of these haters? Huh? Looking at me all stupid.
Yeah.
Walk around y'all high-headed. Somebody please tell them clueless. Look at, I'm not for all of that dumb shit. Mild man and like Clark Kent. People don't try to play Superman and get tossed and found. Lost limb. Vegas always the biggest. Mike Jackson won't start something. Thinking this is a game till he realized that there is no pause button. Haters talk behind your back and want to talk it out like a chick. But my goons blind to that fact so they walk around with that stick. Yeah, haters talk too much. But my people, yeah, we hands on. Chopper big as a toddler and them bullets big as a tampon. Just imagine if they hit you. Doctor got to spend days with you. Only thing that I could say is, yes, you just met Brandon.
Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Come take a look.
Ain't too much that I take to heart. I take actions when necessary. You can pop one of them courage pills and they'll end up reading your obituary. What's wrong with y'all? Can't y'all see this what I do? Getting sick and tired of all these rack rappers. Always saying stupid shit that ain't true. I'm gonna clear this once and for all. I don't even see what all the hype be about. The dude said that it can't fit a little bit. So now y'all wanna go and try to wipe his mouth. I do this, forget your name. If he still plays, forget your main. And it don't even gotta be a rush hour for you to understand what it is I'm saying. I do this, man, I'm me. The same dude here is when I'm on TV. And if you ask anybody who's he, watch what it is they gotta say about me. Yeah, I do this with my eyes closed, handcuffed and blindfold. Everything I do stick and move, cause I stay in grind
mode. Guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see, guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see, come take a look, 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 come take a look. Guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel Band. I just want you to see, guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel Band. take a look.
Come take a look. Come take a look. Come take a look.
Sometimes I wonder.
You. Dirty Diana. Body dope is set round. The sex is hard to handle. Your ex couldn't beat it. I hit it like a free throw. And since I lost some weight, you say I got a big ego. It's too strong. You said your drive stick. Well, baby, just peel off. Loving how it lasts long. Leave the sheets gushy. Fuck you with the mask on. Halloween pussy. Your body shivers and trembles with each and every stroke. Pussy wetter than
don't
ever. Enough to sink a boat.
Yeah.
I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you. Your grandpa died of liquor failure. Then he died of liver failure. Deep down, he was a good man. God damn, I can't deliver failure. Badass little hoe. 2 years old, shopping on Savile Row. Woo! Wicked ass little B. Hard not to spoil you, rotten, looking like little me. The most beautiful thing in this world. Daddy's little girl, you don't yet know what swag is, but you was made in Paris. And mama woke up the next day and shot an album package. Last time the miscarriage was so tragic. We was afraid you disappeared, but nah, baby, you magic. So there you have it, shit happens. Make sure the plane you on is bigger than your carry-on baggage. Everybody goes through stuff. Life is a gift, love. Open it up. You're a child of destiny. You're the child of my destiny. You're my child with a child from Destiny Child. That's a hell of a recipe. Recipe. Glory. 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 Sorry. I feel words can't describe what I'm feeling for real. Baby, I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you.
You are the one.
I'm back. I hope you enjoyed Steven's playlist. I got to give a special shout-out again to A.J. Johnson, who, you know, really, I think, inspired us all to live our best life. Not making excuses, not putting it off for tomorrow, but doing what you have to do today to make those changes in your life. Remember to go to our website.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I know, Ms. Parker, you're someone that really believes in that, too, so...
Yeah, even though I'm not living it, I may have to step my game up.
Right.
I'm living the best I can, but, yeah, we all sometimes need that reminder that the best
right.
that we think we can may not be our absolute best, and we may not be going the direction that we need to go. So shout out
absolutely.
To Ms. AJ for your wisdom tonight.
And I want to encourage everybody to go to the AJZone.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link on our Facebook page. You know, look at some of the plans they have, look at some of the information they have. It's free to look, you know what I mean? And it might inspire you to actually sign up.
Summer is coming up. You better get your mind and body right.
Get your mind right. And I'm working for, I know all the Von Anthony fans, it didn't work out tonight, but I'm working with his team to reschedule. So we'll definitely keep you posted on when he'll be back on the show. But I want to thank you all for tuning in. Continue to spread the word, the Steve and I Show. We're doing big things. We have great shows coming to you. But for now, have a great week, and God bless you until next time.
Have a good one, everyone.